Hey guys, just want to say a big thank you for everyone that showed up to our Emergence 2021 online masterclass this past week. It was an amazing event, amazing event. I appreciate you guys asking lots of questions. I appreciate all of the kind words, and I know that you got tons of value out of it. If for some reason you were just hearing this now and you did not get a chance to see it, don't worry, the recordings are going to be left up until the end of February. Make sure you register for the event to have the recordings sent straight to you. You can do so over at www.tier1trading.com or click the link in the show notes below. A lot of people think that credit cards are evil and that the more credit cards you have, the worse your situation will be. What if I told you the problem isn't your credit card, but the problem lies with you? I had an interesting conversation the other day on Twitter where I asked a question a few days ago. I said, how many credit cards do you have? Zero, one, I think two to three, plus three. The majority of the poll actually came back zero, which was kind of weird. That didn't really make too much sense. But I got a comment from someone and... And she was saying that she advises, and this is kind of the root of the problem, right? She's like, she advises that no one has more than one credit card. Because if you have more than one credit card, you're going to put yourself into more debt. Now, is that true? And I understood where she was coming from, but I disagreed on the principles. And I think this is the problem that we don't look at the underlying... We don't look at the underlying problem. We look at the surface problem, right? The problem, yeah. The based on how the majority use credit, yeah. But here's the thing, right? And that's what I said. I agree on her with that. But the problem isn't. I didn't want her to shift. The problem shouldn't be thought of as credit cards. Credit cards aren't bad. And I think this is where this is the whole myth that money is evil, right? If you grow up thinking, and many people do this, if you grow up thinking credit cards are bad, that's a problem. If you grow up thinking debt. All debt is bad, that's a problem, right? Right? How many of you guys, I mean, there's probably a bunch of you that has been brought up like, oh, never take out a loan. Never take out a loan, it's bad, right? No, loans can be tremendous. I'm looking to take another loan right now for our real estate company, right? It's all about how you use them, right? So having, and my response was, I said, well, credit cards aren't the problem. The problem is financial responsibility, right? Because if you aren't financially responsible, you're going to wreck one credit card, you're going to wreck two credit cards, you're going to wreck four credit cards. You're just going to pile up debt no matter what. If you are financially responsible, you can have eight credit cards and you'll be perfectly fine, right? We have multiple credit cards in this house, right? And there was another comment that someone had four, and he said that he actually uses them for the rewards and whatnot. So he's smart on how he pays them back, but instead of paying stuff with cash, I think Jason Grayson does this as well. Instead of buying something with cash, right, use it on your credit card, rack up your air miles, and then pay it off right away, right? Now, if you have multiple credit cards, you have one for air miles, you have one for hotel miles, one for rewards, right? That's not a bad thing. Essentially, you're making free money if you're smart on the back end, right? We have one for, you can even use it for I'm trying to think of the word right now, not budgeting, but like we use it for different parts of our life, right? I have a personal credit card. We have a credit card that I use for personal stuff. So when I buy cameras and mics and dumb stuff like that, boom, credit card. We have one that we use for the house. That way we can kind of split our expenses up. So I agree with her that the fact that based on the fact that most people are financially irresponsible, I guess the more credit cards you have, the greater chance you have of piling up more debt. But I think the problem is that when we go to fix this problem, or we go to address this problem, we blame it on the credit card. we look at that being the solution, where it's like, oh no, okay, the solution to keeping your debt down is to have less credit cards. And like, that's nothing more than a Band-Aid on a gushing wound, right? That's a quick fix, right? That's riding around on a spare tire, a little donut. The real fix is financial responsibility. Because if you're financially responsible, if you're financially educated and you become financially responsible, you can have every credit card in the world, but you'll utilize them the right way. So my last response is like, can we at least agree upon that? I never got a response back. I mean, so I'm taking that as I won. But credit cards aren't the problem. Debt in general isn't the problem. It's people being educated to use it the right way. But again, I think because people are financially irresponsible, many of us grow up with that, being taught the idea that things are bad. Don't have a debit card. Don't have a credit card. Never do this. Never do that. And then we all of a sudden get this fear of money. We get this fear of a credit card. It's this evil thing. Debt is this evil thing, right? A loan is this evil thing. A house is this evil thing. That's kind of the new wave of thinking now, is that houses are evil. It's funny how everything has switched completely, where it used to be like you grow up and you buy a house, that's what you're supposed to do. Now it's everyone is oh, buying a house is evil. And we get ingrained with these thoughts in our mind, and then we don't actually see the real problem for what it is. Ed said, I have a full balance direct debit, so the credit clears automatically with no interest every month. Boom, there you go. And if you have any rewards, whatever, you're taking advantage of it. I'm going back to the family card we have, right? One reason we use the family card is because it's attached to some type of reward program where we get free stuff for the house. Or not free stuff for the house, but you know, you get points. So my coffee maker, my rice cooker, my vegetable peeler, some other gadgets that I bought off impulse that, because we had points and I don't actually use, right? All those were bought off those rewards. That was money we were going to spend anyway. I see that as a benefit. Right? I see that as a benefit. My other card is hooked up to my kids, one of my kids' investment accounts, where it rounds up to the next dollar. Whenever I spend something, whatever change is there, it's put into his investment account. But again, we don't look at the root of the problem. We look at, a lot of times, we look at the quick fix. Someone said blaming the broker. Yeah. We look at the quick fix and we don't think of the root of the problem. We got to fix the problem at the root. We got to fix the problem with his root. Cody said, good old Acorns. Yeah. I'm jealous of my kid's account, Cody. About to switch it over. we got started with his account. We had another account. We had the what's it called? It's a 509, the college one, whatever it is. But 509, 529, one of those numbers. But I got him in an Acorns account as well. Right during the pandemic. And he's been doing pretty well. He doesn't know it though, so I'll just never tell him. I'll never tell him and just switch it over. But yeah, I'm a little bit jealous of him. He started with a fresh slate. He got started as we rebounded from the dip, and instead of like my investment accounts where I had to stomach the dip and then kind of reload back up. But yeah. Yeah, we look pretty easy fix. So again, I'm not disagreeing with her. I think that if you know you are financially irresponsible, don't put yourself in a position to be that way, to be more, right? If you know that you can't handle debt well, don't have 4 credit cards, right? That's like if you know you're in a diet, right? Don't go down the sweet stuff aisle in the supermarket. I'm not on a diet, but I yell at my wife all the time about that, where I'm like, you know, I'm like, stop. She like, we're making cakes and all this stuff, and she just made like Cinnabon rolls this morning. I'm like, stop making that stuff. I'm gonna eat it. She's like, well, you don't have to eat it. I'm like, no, I do. If it's here, I have to eat it. I'm not responsible. I'm gonna eat it. And I'm going to eat all of it as quickly as possible. That way it's gone. I don't have any more temptation. That's kind of how I get down, right? If it's here, I will eat it. So then I will eat it as quickly as possible so it's not here. Because if it's not here, I don't get tempted. So that is a part of the key. But the main factor, if you want to make long-lasting change, is that financial education, is that financial responsibility, is educating people on, instead of just saying, this is good, this is bad, educating them on how you can use it the right way, how debt can be used the right way, how credit cards can be used in a positive way, how cash can be used in a positive way.